Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Jesus. I am your host, Todd Ubley. Folks, in the very beginning of Season 3, we were very privileged to have Carrie Green as a guest on our show. And the show was called Grieving the Loss of a Loved One. And through that episode, Carrie Green explained and discussed, you know, what it was like when he had lost a close one and how he went through the grieving process. This was very helpful to me as well because my father had recently been diagnosed with cancer. And for those of you who have been listening for a while, you know my father has been very sick for about a year and a half now. And recently he had succumbed. You know, he fought the good fight. And then recently, like I said, he succumbed and he has passed on. And so what I would like to do in this episode is to partially review kind of some of the things that Carrie Green had mentioned, and B, share some of my own experiences. Once again, I would like to invite you all on my grieving and healing journey. Like I had mentioned in episode 12, typically, on Coffee with Jesus, myself, my wonderful co-host, or our guests, will share testimonies about things that have happened in the past and share how God has helped them through those situations. Well, in this case, I would like to invite you all on my healing journey, and just to see how God is working and helping me work through the grief of losing my father. Before I get into the episode proper, though, I would like to share that Coffee with Jesus will be taking an early hiatus this year. Normally, throughout the year, we release episodes throughout the month of June, and then in July, we take the month off, and then we resume again at the end of August. Well, this year, after this episode is released, we will be taking a hiatus for the remainder of the month of April and throughout the month of May. And the hope is that in June, we will resume our regular schedule of publishing and releasing episodes bi-weekly, and we will release episodes throughout June and July. Then we'll take another short break in August before we wind up starting our fifth season at the very end of August. I very much appreciate your patience with us, as our release schedule has been a little, I'm just going to say, wonky lately. Some of our episodes have been released every 3 weeks instead of on a bi-weekly basis. And I appreciate the support that you all have provided to me while my life is in a lot of flux at the moment. So, yes, after this episode, Coffee with Jesus will be on hiatus until June. And I invite you to listen to some of our past episodes if you have not done so already. All of our episodes are available on our website, www.coffeewithjesus.info. So again, thank you for your patience with us, and thank you very much for the support that you have provided. So with that being said, I'd like to talk a little bit about just the journey and the preparation that I was able to make while my father was ill. And my situation may be a little bit different from most. In talking to people, talking to friends, talking to family, you know, my father's passing was kind of a long time coming. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer a little more than 18 months ago. And by the time they had caught it, it had already spread all over his body. It had spread to his hips, to his spine, to his lymph nodes. I think it had even spread to his brain. They did discover a mass in his brain. My relatives have never told me what that mass was, but I suspect that it had even spread to his brain. And unfortunately, the treatment for the cancer caused congestive heart failure in my father. It also caused a severe edema, and the cancer itself, I believe, had caused dementia. So my father was really ill, and he was struggling for a very long time. So when he did pass, there was almost a relief factor in that he was not suffering anymore. I've actually found a good bit of comfort in Revelation 21:4. It says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Now, this particular verse is talking about the new heaven and the new earth, you know, after the end times that come into play. But this is a very comforting verse because I believe it also speaks to what happens when we go to heaven. There is no more suffering. And my father, you know, he was suffering for a while, especially towards the end. He spent his last week in the hospital where the edema just got so bad he could barely even walk. His balance got so bad he could barely even just go to the bathroom on his own. And he really tried hard. He fought hard till the end. I can honestly say my dad was a fighter. But death comes for us all, I guess. And in this particular case, like I said, he had been sick for so long, and he had struggled for so long, and he had suffered for so long, that knowing he's not suffering anymore provided a bit of relief. I'm going to say it. It actually provided a bit of relief. I actually felt better knowing my dad was not suffering from his cancer or his dementia or his congestive heart failure anymore. And folks, I guess you could say I wasn't even like shocked or stunned. My brother called me. It was the middle of the night, and he called me and he gave me the news. And my wife and I both kind of got up and came downstairs for a little while, and we talked about it for a little bit. And the thing is, I wasn't really surprised or shocked. I think I was a little bit numb, to be perfectly honest with you, when I first got the news. And even the next day, I was still a little numb. But, you know, as the numbness kind of wore off, there was that bit of relief in there. And I just want to pause for just a moment. And I don't talk about, you know, my family very often. I don't talk about my wife or my kids very often in this podcast. I do try to keep them a little bit separate. You know, I don't want to expose them to the world. But in this particular case, I do want to brag on my wife, because she has been my rock throughout this process. She has been with me and helped me through every step of the way, from the initial notification, throughout the entire process, right up to the end of the funeral. And so I mean, that's been a tremendous help to me. And I just want to publicly acknowledge her support and publicly thank her for being that rock during that process. And folks, my other rock has been our Heavenly Father. I've said in past episodes, I've encouraged you all, when you are going through a trial, go to God first. I've tried to encourage you all pretty consistently throughout this podcast. Go to God first when you are experiencing trouble. And I've shared times where I've done that, and I've shared times where I haven't done that. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you folks. My record is definitely mixed on this one. However, in this particular case, I can honestly say that yes, I did. I went to God first. And I would like to share something that happened the day of my father's passing that was another emotional blow. But again, I went to God first, and it did work out in the end. So we are renting our current place. And we had received an email from our landlord saying, hey, look, there's a very strong storm system coming through. Please make sure there's nothing in your yard that can get blown around or cause damage. So I took some of our lawn furniture and I brought it inside. And, you know, some of it I put in the garage. Well, I forgot to close the garage door. I left the garage door open. And I didn't notice this for a couple of hours. My wife and I went out to run some errands that evening and noticed the garage door was open. And I didn't think anything of it, and I closed it, and it was fine. Well, later that evening, I noticed that one of our cats was missing. Apparently, she made her way into the garage, and because the garage door was open, she made her way outside, and she was somewhere, and I have no idea where. I had no idea where. And once I realized that she was missing, I went out to try to find her, and I couldn't find her anywhere. And this was devastating. More so when I realized she probably left through the garage door that I had left open. So my cat was missing, and this was very much my fault. And I don't mean that in a, oh, it's all my fault kind of way. I mean, this literally was my fault. I left the garage door open, and she went out through the open garage door. So folks, I turned to God. I sat on my bed, and I said, God, you created the entire universe. You created everything that is in existence. You have the power. You have the authority. So I'm begging you, please, let my cat come back. Let me find her, or let her come back. And folks, I felt a sense of peace. And I just had this notion that she would be back for breakfast the next morning. And I was able to just not be worried anymore. Like, my worry, it just evaporated. In fact, I was so certain she would be back for breakfast the next morning that just a few minutes before my daughter was going to feed them, I went outside expecting her to be there. And my cat was not there. She was not outside our door. She was not in our driveway. She was not anywhere around our place at all. And I was stunned. I'm like, but God said she would be back by breakfast. And then I realized, well, it's still dark. And she's probably in a bush or somewhere I can't see. So I thought, let me go get her snacky treats. I'll shake the container a little bit. She'll hear the shaking and she'll come out. So I went and I got her box of snacky treats. And I went outside and I shook the box a little bit. I went out into the street and I shook the box a little bit. And I went down maybe just one house, actually, down the street. And I shook the little container of snacky treats. And I heard her, meow. And she just came trotting over like, oh, I'm going to get my snacky treats. So I picked her up and I carried her to the house. And my daughter gave her breakfast. And just like God had told me the night before, my cat had returned by breakfast. Now, folks, I realize that's a little bit of a tangent from the topic of our episode, but I share that to illustrate how important it is to go to God with our troubles. There is no trouble that is too big. There is no trouble that is too small. And when we go to God first, He will take care of our problems and He will take care of us. Now, that help might not always be in the way that we envision, right? Like, I just envisioned my cat returning on her own. Well, no, I had to actually go outside and shake her little container of snacky treats. But she came back just like God said she would. So God will help us. And folks, if God will help us in situations like that, how much more will He help us on the bigger things, right? And so with the situation with my father, and in grieving his loss, like I said, initially there was that numbness. Then there was that sense of relief. But there was still some grief there. You know, he was my father. I'd known him my entire life. And so I went to God as well. You know, and he helped me with that as well. And folks, he helped with the physical and he helped with the emotional. You know, whenever we lose a loved one, there is so much involved. And the planning and the distribution. And there sometimes can be family drama. And I'm going to be honest, I was dreading family drama at the funeral. And I took this to God. And folks, there was no drama at the funeral. The funeral was beautiful. It was such a nice send-off for my father. It went really, really well. I was very pleased. You know, God was definitely there at the funeral. He was in control. And when we turn things over to God and we allow Him to have that control, He will take control and He will help us. And folks, I've shared, I guess, two examples of the physical ways, the terrestrial ways that God has helped me in two different situations throughout the death of my father. The emotional one, I'm going to be honest, it's something that I am still working through. But I know that God is with me. You know, through these other things that He was there, that He just showed a very, very demonstrably how He was involved and how He was helping me. I know that when it comes to the grieving of my father, God will be with me as well. When I had Cary Grant on the show, he had mentioned that during the hard times, it can be hard to trust God. But during the hard times, it is the most important time to trust God. And, you know, he used Job as a reference. And, you know, many of you are familiar with the story of Job and how he remained steadfast even in the midst of his trials. You know, he was down and he was depressed. He cursed the day he was born, but he never turned away from God. I'm paraphrasing here, but he told his wife, "How can I accept the good from the Lord and not the bad? Blessed be the name of the Lord." And so I think it's important to rely on God, and it's important to go to God when things are not going well. And then afterwards, when he gets us through, we praise God for helping us through. Because folks, I'm going to be honest with you. When my cat was missing, I was a mess, you know, and part of that was probably due to the emotions that were under the surface from losing my father. And then, you know, knowing that I was responsible for my cat missing right on top of that, I was a mess. But I sat down and I went to God and I even said, "God, I beg you, please bring her back." And then the next day, when I had her in my arms and I brought her back and she was eating her breakfast in our home, I was elated and I just praised God profusely. I said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." And so I think it is important to go to God in our troubles, but then to praise him for his assistance and his help and his lifting us up and taking care of things for us as well. And folks, there's one final thing I'd like to talk about as I close out this particular episode. And again, going back to what Cary Grene had said, he talked about how when his father passed, his mother was, I don't know if stoic is the right word, but she saw the good in things. And that can be very difficult to do during our trials and our tribulations. But in this particular case with my father, you know, I could feel and sense and see the relief in the fact that he was not suffering anymore. And, you know, one of my friends had trouble understanding that because I had mentioned to her that, look, my father's done suffering, you know, and especially towards the end, he was suffering a lot. And I think that can be a concept that can be difficult for some people. But like Cary Grene's mother had mentioned, and Cary Grene himself in our episode, I think it is important to try to find the good. You know, Mr. Rogers had said one time how, you know, when bad things are happening, look for the helpers, right? When a tragedy goes down, look for those who are helping, the first responders, paramedics, you know, firefighters, police, look for the helpers. Look at the help that they are providing. And I think that goes a long way in helping us deal with our own grief. If we can try to see the good in something, that can go a long way to helping us manage our grief and our mourning. And so folks, I hope, it is my hope and my prayer that you find this episode helpful and enlightening and comforting if you are in a similar situation now or you have been recently. Please know, our Heavenly Father loves you. He is holding you in his hands and in his arms. He is taking care of you. He is protecting you. He is helping you throughout whatever you are going through. So please, go to God first. Whenever you are facing any trial, go to God first. And then try, and it can be so difficult when we are in the midst of our suffering, but try to find the good. Look for the good. And try to see the good, the positive. And then after God has gotten you through, praise his name. Bless his name. God is our comfort, our provider, our protector. And he will always help you through every situation you face. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I will see you all in June after our hiatus. May God bless each and every one of you.